We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is God tonight. He's not a God of many, but He is the God of all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that on that great day of the Lord, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. I never thought about this before the conference tonight. Hallelujah. But it says every knee will bow.
Yes.
Every tongue. That's every angelic knee. That's every demonic tongue. But that's also Buddha is going to bow.
Yes.
Muhammad is going to bow. The Hare Krishna is going to bow on that day and have no choice but to declare Jesus the Christ is Lord of all. Aren't you glad to be on the winning side tonight? Aren't you glad you've already crossed over that line of demarcation and you're well seated on the winning side? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. How about you? I do feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm excited that I'm able to stand behind this sacred desk because God is about to blow up in this place tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's going to show up and He's going to show out a little bit in this place if we'll just let Him tonight, church. Hallelujah. You can't leave this service tonight disappointed in anybody else but yourself if you don't receive from God tonight. You will get what you put into this service. You will get back what you put into it. And so if you leave this place disappointed, if you leave this place downtrodden, you have nobody to blame but yourself tonight. Hallelujah. I say it in love. Praise the Lord. It applies to me as well tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand across the building if you will. Grab your Bibles. Turn to the book of 2 Kings chapter 13. I'm thankful that Brother Neil came without a tie. He's ready to get some shouting church on in this place tonight. Came comfortable. Amen. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. I do give honor to Brother Grissom, Brother Hart. Thankful for the opportunity to be here behind the sacred desk to deliver and declare unto you the whole counsel of the word of the Lord. It is an honor. It is a privilege to preach. Hallelujah. I am thankful every day for the calling of the Lord. Why would any preacher ever stoop to be a king when he could be a preacher? Hallelujah. That king would be a step down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The book of 2 Kings chapter 13, verse number 20. If you have it, say amen. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. And when the man was let down and just touched the bones of the prophet Elijah, the Bible tells he revived and stood up on his feet. Glory, I feel the Holy Ghost and a witness of His Spirit right now. Can we look to heaven tonight in prayer? Jesus, we look to You for divine sanction. I feel the utterance of the Spirit already in this place. I feel the winds of the fire of the Holy Ghost. They're blowing in this place tonight, oh God. Anoint every ear to hear, every mind to comprehend, every heart to be open and receive the engrafted word of God. Do what You want to tonight in this service. We pray it together in Jesus' name. Can we say that together in Jesus' name? One more time, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can be seated tonight. I do not plan and have not planned on being long tonight. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord for that? Amen. I don't plan on being long in the pulpit. I want to move and let God have His way tonight. I've come to this place. I've come to this service convinced and persuaded, expecting and looking for an authoritative move of the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. How about you tonight? Wow. Hallelujah. Don't get so excited. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight. Hallelujah. If you've come expecting a sour, dried up service, you'll not leave disappointed. But if you've come into this place looking for the Holy Ghost to move, looking for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation, I tell you, you'll not leave disappointed tonight. What have you come expecting in this place tonight? If you've not come expecting what you would like, hallelujah, it's okay. You can change it right now. Hallelujah. You can change your expectation. Praise the Lord. I want to minister tonight under the help and the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's something going on in the graveyard. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us of Elijah and Elisha. Both were prophets in the Old Testament. Elisha became, or was at first, Elijah's servant. He was the helpmeet of the prophet Elijah. The Bible tells us that when Elijah, we all know this, hallelujah, that Elijah was called up to heaven in a whirlwind, in a chariot of fire. But before Elijah was taken up, Elisha was talking to him one day, and Elijah, they get a little confusing. You got to listen to the pronunciation tonight. Elijah asked Elisha what he would like to have from him, because Elijah knew the Lord was coming for him. Hallelujah. And Elisha said that he wanted a double portion of Elijah's spirit. He said, okay. He said, if you see me when I go up, you'll have what you asked for. We know the story. We're all Bible scholars here tonight. We understand that he did do that. He grabbed the mantle of Elijah as it fell from heaven. Hallelujah. And he did receive that double portion. The Bible supports this claim because it records seven miracles to the prophet Elijah. But this one we've read tonight about Elisha is actually the 14th miracle attributed to Elisha. Hallelujah. So we find that very specifically, he received a specific double portion of Elijah's spirit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But this story excites me, and this is just going to go, I'm not focusing so much on this story, but it's going to prove out and go hand in hand with the point I have to make with you tonight. Hallelujah. But we find Elisha dead. He died. He was gone from this world, and he was buried. Hallelujah. The Bible doesn't tell us how long it had been from the time of Elisha's burial to the time to the happening here in our scripture text. But we find that the man that was dead fell and touched the bones of Elisha. Not the body, but the bones of Elisha. So it had been some time between the death and the burial of Elisha and the time that this man was resurrected. It had been obviously years. I'm assuming it took years. Was even in that climate to decompose to bones. It took years before this happening happened, but yet there was still a power. There was still a fire in the bones of Elisha, that when this man that we don't even know his name, a nondescript, random, anonymous man, that who he himself had died, when he touched those powerful double portioned bones of Elisha, the Bible tells us that God allowed that to revive and resurrect that man. Hallelujah. There's something going on in the graveyard tonight. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul tells us in his epistles that he died daily. He died daily. He said in the letter to Corinthians, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Every single day, Paul did not go a day without visiting the graveyard. He did not go a day without going into that graveyard, into that graveyard of prayer, hallelujah, and making sure that when he exited that graveyard, his flesh stayed behind and it stayed buried. He said, I die daily. In the Romans, in the letter to Romans, he told him, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. He said, I pray by the very mercy of God that you will present your body to God a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. So what does that tell us today? Hallelujah. It tells us to be a living sacrifice. It is something that is very deliberate. It is something that is very, it's a decision that is made daily. Because to be a living sacrifice is one where you lay yourself on the altar of sacrifice. It's one where you're not bound and carried into a sacrificial altar, but it's one where you go and with weeping and submission, you lay yourself on the altar of sacrifice and you present your body living unto God. And let me tell you something, it's nothing to do that. It's not a high honor that you would do that. It's merely your reasonable service. It's not a burden. It's not something too hard to ask of you or me as a Christian, but it's a reasonable thing that we present our bodies living sacrifices unto God. Hallelujah. You die and you're buried in the graveyard. Hallelujah. Praise God. We die daily. We have to, as Christians, we have to die out to the old man. Hallelujah. At repentance, praise the Lord, we kill that old man. He is slain at that point. John the Baptist, being the greatest that has ever come and ever will be, he did not come preaching a message of Holy Ghost infilling. He did not come preaching a message of holiness unto the Lord, but he came preaching a fiery message of repentance. Luke 24 and 47 says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not going to leave you in the graveyard tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to get to the other side before this thing is through. But you can't get to the victory. You can't get to the other side without passing by the altar, by the graveyard. Hallelujah. Because make no mistake, this is a graveyard in this area up here. This is the place where sins are forgiven. This is a place where flesh dies out. This is a place where we are able to make sure that we are living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. It is a requirement of the Christian to die daily. We have to, because it's a constant war. There's the old man and there's the new man. There's the flesh man and there's the spiritual man. And if we allow that flesh man to be fed on a constant basis, if we feed that fleshly man, he will prevail over the spiritual man. Hallelujah. He will prevail over the spiritual. But if we're presenting our bodies living sacrifices, if we visit that graveyard every morning and we make sure that our flesh has been buried, and when we leave, our flesh is left behind in that graveyard, the spirit man will prevail. The spirit man will overcome and will be a spiritual person. will be a spiritual Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to die out to the old man. You understand that. I understand that. But I want to tell you tonight, maybe some of us here need to die just a little bit. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody in here has let something creep back into their life that they had laid down a time past. But yet through whatever it is, whatever the cause, it's crept back into your life. Maybe it's not even sinful, but it's not expedient. Maybe it's not something that would necessarily cause your soul to go to a devil's hell, but it doesn't allow you to be the full victorious Christian that you are able to be and called to be in Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm not going to name things. You're well able to examine yourself tonight. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, before this service is over, before the Holy Ghost is through, the Holy Ghost is going to give you a time and a space, an opportunity tonight to make sure that you can present your body living sacrifice, that you can die in this place tonight before you leave this house of God. Hallelujah. There's a danger. There's a danger. Hallelujah. In secret sin. The demoniac of Gadara, the Bible tells us, he dwelt in the graveyard. That's where he lived. You see, he tried to live in a place where you're supposed to die. He tried to live a life in a place of death. And he was a demoniac. Demon possessed. You see, church, if you try to live a life of spiritual well-being, of spiritual life, but you allow yourself to still participate in things that should have died long ago with you, there's a danger there. Only demoniacs live in that place. Only those possessed by a wheel of hell live in that place. Don't try to live in a place where you're supposed to die. Don't try to maintain that secret sin that you think no one will ever find out about. Don't try to maintain that harsh spirit or that bitterness in your heart that no one would ever know about if you never told them. Don't try to harbor that and to hold that, because it will consume you and it will possess you until you are on your way to a devil's hell and may not even know it. May be deceived. Because that is the fear of deception, that you can be deceived and not even know it. Oh God. Don't maintain that practice that is not expedient to your spiritual well-being. Don't maintain that tonight. You're in a place, I'm telling you, God is here. And he is reaching for you. If you harbor it, it doesn't matter. No one needs to know but you and God. I urge you in the Holy Ghost tonight, take care of it before you leave this place. Deal with it with God, because you can leave this house free of that bondage. You can leave this place and be totally free of that tonight. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So we need to die daily. We need to make sure that we keep our bodies under subjection. Hallelujah. We need to fast, and we need to, people still fast in today's world, believe it or not. In this 21st, I guess, century of Christian living, of apostolic living, hallelujah, there's still people that fast. Praise the Lord. And it's, you know, do what you can. I'm not your pastor, obviously, but hallelujah. If you got to just fast your Starbucks, that's all right. The Lord will bless that. Hallelujah. But it wouldn't hurt us to go a meal or two. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we have to die. We have to be a living sacrifice. It's something that Paul he beseeched us to do. Hallelujah. Be a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. We need, see, oh my God, we have to be acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. He's not acceptable to us, but we make ourselves acceptable unto him. The word of God doesn't change to fit us, but we change to fit the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's trying to move in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts to him for just a moment. Let's reach out to him. Hallelujah. As he reaches out to us. Hallelujah. He's trying to draw nigh in this place. He's trying to draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we open our hearts to you. We receive from you in your spirit tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Now the graveyard. Hallelujah. It is a place of death and it is a place of dying. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. But it's not, the graveyard is not something that we as Christians should despise or even try to avoid. Jesus Christ himself didn't try to avoid it, because before he ever reached that resurrection morning, he first had to pass through death and burial. Hallelujah. You can't avoid it. You cannot avoid the altar. You cannot avoid the altar in your Christian living. None of us can. Hallelujah. We have to do it. But you see, it's not something that is a burdensome thing. The graveyard, the altar, hallelujah, is not something that we should fear, and it's not something that we should dread, because you see, even in a place of dying, even in a place of burial, even in a place of decay, there is power and there is promise, because you see, it's only in the graveyard that the promise of resurrection has meaning or power. It's only in the graveyard that resurrection means anything. It doesn't apply anywhere else. It makes no sense anywhere else. It's in the graveyard that resurrection is present. We know this. We find this in physical resurrection. Jesus Christ went to the tomb of Lazarus and called him out. Saints that were buried at Jerusalem rose up out of the grave when Jesus Christ was crucified. They rose up and they walked around and they were seen by many. And the greatest of all, Jesus Christ raised himself from the dead. From the tomb, from the graveyard. Hallelujah. So it's not something that we should fear tonight. It's something that we should understand. Resurrection has power in the graveyard. Hallelujah. So what is it, church? What is it, dear saint of God, that maybe you've allowed to die? What have you put in the graveyard? Is it your prayer life? Is that what you put in the graveyard? Is it holy living to the Lord? Is that what you've allowed to be left behind in the graveyard? Is it your consecration and real commitment to him? Is that what you've allowed to be left in the graveyard? Is it a calling of God that you said would never happen or merely became discouraged about? Was it a dream? Was it something that God was dealing with you about? Was it a ministry in your city that God was dealing with you about that you've allowed through whatever circumstances to be left behind in the graveyard? What is it? I'm telling you, I'm hitting everybody. I'm hitting everybody tonight. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be fearful or sad tonight. Because you can come into this place and find resurrection in the graveyard. Hallelujah. And so if it's that prayer life that you've always desired to have, if you've allowed it to slip away and become lodged in the graveyard, it's okay. Nobody is mad at you. Hallelujah. It's all right to resurrect it tonight. It's all right to have that resurrected in this place in your life tonight. You see, the graveyard is an exciting place. It really, really is. Even if it's death or if it's resurrection, either way, there's progress being made. There's real movement of the Spirit being made. You see, Isaiah 38 and 18 says, "For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee." Hallelujah. There's no reason to leave this place with that prayer life in the grave. It cannot do you any good. It cannot do anything with God if it's there, because the grave cannot praise Him. If we allow it to remain buried and dead, hallelujah, it cannot do us any good. But when it's resurrected, when it's alive, when it's active and breathing, a very real organic entity, then it does us good. It does the kingdom of God good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Musicians, go ahead and come. Hallelujah. Hosea 13 and 14 is a promise. I will ransom thee from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Woo! Hallelujah. I will ransom thee from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus Christ looked at the graveyard and death in a very different way than you and I do. Because every time, when he went and he raised up the damsel, he didn't say she's dead. He said she's just asleep. She's just asleep. Just asleep for a little while. Just a little bit of slumber. Hallelujah. If you've allowed something to be put in the graveyard, it's not dead and gone forever. It's just been asleep for a little while. It's all right to wake it up tonight. It's all right to wake that consecration up tonight. It's all right to wake up that commitment in this place tonight. It's not gone. It's not unreachable. It's not unobtainable. But it can be obtained tonight. It's just sleeping for a little while. It's time tonight to just stir it awake, just to bring it back alive. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this place, church. I feel a power in this place unlike any other power you'll feel anywhere else. I feel an unction in this place tonight. Do you feel it? If you do, why don't you reach out to Him right now? If you feel Him, if you feel His Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need to die out to something in your life, reach out to Him right now, church. If you need to awaken something that you allowed to sleep in the graveyard, come on and reach out to Him right now, church. Hey, I know we're not on the chandeliers right now, but I'm telling you there's a power in this place. I'm telling you there's an unction of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Come on, church. Come on, let's press in a little bit. Let's press through a little bit. Let's reach out to Him. He's active as long as you are. He won't be through till you're through tonight. He'll respond to you if you'll move in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we stand all across the building tonight? Praise the Lord. He is here to do a work. He is here in this place to move in our midst. He's here to do something for you personally in Jesus' name.